Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, oil prices hit a more than seven-year high on Tuesday, threatening to fuel a further rise in global inflation on bets that demand for crude could outstrip supply later this year. Brent, the international benchmark, rose 1.3% to $87.63 a barrel on Tuesday, the highest since October 2014 when oil topped $115. Both Brent and the U.S. oil benchmark, West Texas Intermediate, have risen about 13% since the start of year, with WTI reaching a high of $85.74. Some analysts predict the crude benchmarks could trade at more than $100 a barrel this year unless supply is increased. Next, Boris Johnson is under mounting pressure after his former chief adviser Dominic Cummings alleged that the Prime Minister lied to Parliament about his knowledge of a garden party in Downing Street on May 20, 2020, during the first COVID-19 lockdown. Dominic Raab, the Justice Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister, said on Tuesday that if it emerged that a Prime Minister had deliberately lied and it was not corrected immediately, it would normally be a resigning matter. Johnson told MPs last week that he joined the gathering of about 40 people involving food and alcohol for about 25 minutes, and that he had thought it was a work event. And now, Lloyd's of London is exploring a move out of the landmark Richard Rogers-designed building that bears its name, in a stark sign of how the pandemic has prompted companies to reassess their need for offices. The centuries-old specialist insurance market said it was considering a range of options around workspace strategy and the future leasing arrangements for Lloyd's. That could mean leaving behind its headquarters in the City of London, which the market has occupied since it opened in 1986. Before COVID-19 struck, thousands of insurance underwriters and brokers would flood into the building's famed underwriting room each week. Next up, the UK's labour shortage worsened at the end of 2021, with vacancies climbing to a record, but average earnings began to fall as inflation outstripped growth in pay. Official data published on Tuesday showed unemployment fell to 4.1% in the 3 months to November, 0.1 percentage points above its pre-pandemic rate. The employment rate rose to 75.5% but remained 1.1 percentage points below its pre-crisis rate due to a rise in inactivity that the Office for National Statistics said was driven by older workers dropping out of the labour force. And finally, UK e-commerce group THG warned that last year's profit margins would miss forecasts, dealing another blow to investors who sent shares in the once high-flying company down 6% in early trading on Tuesday. THG, which was hailed as a rare UK tech success when it floated in 2020, said that its margins before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization were expected to be 7.4 to 7.7% in 2021, shy of analysts' expectations of around 7.9%. The Manchester-based group pinned most of the blame on movements in exchange rates, and said it expected margins to recover this year as it ploughed money into automation and won new clients. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.